repeat.
You are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show, episode 71. I'm your host, Chris, and I'm joined here tonight with three other people. Rusty, also known as Z36. Hey, there he is. Leo, also known as Flea43.
Hello.
There you go. And Frank, also known as Omega71 on the website.
Hi.
All right, tonight we're going to be covering a bunch of different topics on the video game industry and giving our opinions. Let's go right into the first topic. The first topic is Gran Turismo HD pricing and packaging in Japan. At the Tokyo Game Show today, they actually announced that Gran Turismo HD is coming out for the PlayStation 3. You know, we already knew that was coming, but they decided to give a little bit of details on, at least for Japan, how they're going to handle the different ways of releasing the game. One game version is going to be classic mode, and you're going to start off with no cars or courses. And new cars and courses are added via download. So there'll be 750 cars in the game and 50 courses you can get. And here's the kicker. They haven't finalized the prices yet, but they're talking that the cars will cost between 50 and 100 yen, which equals 50 cents to a dollar in U.S. currency.
That's ridiculous.
And then...
Get the heck out of here.
And then, we know Rusty's opinion already.
Yeah.
And then the courses will cost between 200 and 500 yen, which, doing the math on that, I don't remember what. Do you remember what that was, Leo?
You end up paying more for that.
It's just about $2 to $4.
Okay, so it's about $2 to $4 for each course. There's also going to be a premium version, which is going to let you have a few cars and a couple courses. Is that how it works, Leo? Do you remember?
Yeah, the other version they call the premium version is going to be, you know, 50 cars and like 20 tracks out of the box. And then I think you'll still be able to download the stuff. If you wanted to download all the cars and all the tracks that are available on the download, you're talking $500 to $1,000.
It costs as much as a PlayStation 3. It costs as much as a whole PlayStation 3. That's ridiculous.
Remember, Ken Kugaragi said that the PlayStation 3 will be expensive and that you will have to work hard and maybe get another job to afford it. No one realized that we'd have to get that job also to pay for the games.
That's a third job.
Flat out.
Yeah. I always thought it was a bad idea to do two hardware versions, and I never thought it would be two software versions.
I just can't believe they would expect people to pay that much money and get different cars and stuff when you can buy other games that are, you know, racing games that are going to have these cars in them.
Ridge Racer!
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're going to do this so then you can pick and choose what cars you want, because you never raced half the cars anyways, and, you know, most of the people won't buy the minivan and the Ford Pinto, you know, or whatever they offer. Maybe they'll give you a discount on those.
Is this why they're saying it's 4 to 5 years between each system? Because it's going to take you that long to buy all that crap?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they didn't cover this. Maybe there's also going to be a used car market on PS3.
There you go. Sell your own.
Yeah, I got this beater I'd like to sell for, you know, a nickel.
Yeah. You're going to see tons of eBay shops opening up. Yeah. Buy my used car from Gran Turismo.
Yeah, so, I mean, people are willing to spend that much money for items. I guess certain people are, but I just can't. I mean, it doesn't sound that bad when they say, oh, 50 cents a car. When I first heard that, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. It actually wouldn't be bad, because then you can pick what cars you want, 50 cents. Maybe it costs, you know, $10 and to get the cars you really want. But in the same respect, it's like, well, I can buy another game for 50 or 60 bucks and have, you know, 200 cars to choose from. Not, I don't know, it's kind of crazy.
I think the thing is that most people who play Gran Turismo expect the cars to be on there automatically anyway. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to go, you know, pick up a $60 game and go, oh, I'm getting a $60 game and there's no cars, no tracks. I have to pay an extra, like, you know, $20, which equals $80 on it for a system that I already spent $700.
Yeah, I can't see them selling that for 60 bucks. I mean, that's going to have to be like a low-priced disc.
Yeah,
I mean,
if it has no cars on it, then you would think it should be like
$5 game or something.
Yeah, maybe not even that. Because you can't even play it you can't open it and play it until you go online and download on at least the cheap version.
And you know there's going to be a ton of parents who are going to buy this for their kids, going, okay, here, son, you know, go play your game, and they're going to go pop it into their systems and go, I can't do anything with this.
Or the kid's going to say, hey, I need a car, and then get all 750.
Yeah.
Mom's card. Here we go.
They're going to release it for download off the PS3 network?
Yeah, that's how you're going to do it.
That's how you're going to do it.
you're going to buy the game, and then you're going to have to go download all the cars and tracks off the network.
Why don't they just let you download the whole game off the network, then?
Well, they could do that, too, I guess. I don't know how big that'll be, though. The cars are probably small, but the whole game would be pretty big.
Yeah, you figure all the gaming engines and things like that is on the disk.
If you can't, that some of the demos are over like a gig already on 360.
And now that you're saying that, like the tracks, you have to think that the tracks will be on the disk because they're not going to download. I wouldn't think they could be able to. They would make you download all those textures and everything for like the Grand Canyon or something. You know,
it'll just unlock it properly.
Unlock it. Okay.
Yeah.
Like they put it all on the disk. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. All I know is Action Replay, Game Shark, here I come.
Exactly.
But if they do actually put it on the disk and all you're doing is downloading and unlock, somebody will have that.
Oh yeah, Action Replay will crack it. So I mean, they may be, you know, they may be putting it where it's a download that's going to be secure enough that you can't. You have to get part of whatever you download from the web to be able to use it or something. You know, I don't know, but we'll see. All right, let's move on to the next topic. This is a quick one, actually. Guitar Hero has been announced that it's coming to the next generation systems, not just PlayStation 2 anymore. It's actually going to come to Xbox 360 and other systems.
Yay.
And as a side note, I don't know if you guys knew this or not. I didn't find this out until recently, but Red Octane was actually bought by Activision. So now Activision owns Red Octane, the company that makes Guitar Hero, and that's why Activision's putting this on all the systems now that it's popular and whatever. So that's pretty much all for that topic, but that segues into another topic. There's Red Octane versus the Ant Commandos over the Guitar Hero guitars. Activision decided to try to sue the Ant Commandos, also known as TAC, over their guitar. They've played with the Guitar Hero also, but Red Octane and Activision now are saying that those controllers are unfair competition, they're trademark infringement, copyright infringement, deceptive practices, all these different things that they're saying against TAC. And we actually just received a press release / email today from TAC that says the Ant Commandos files counterclaim against Red Octane and Activision. And now the Ant Commandos are saying that they actually had a game back in 1999 on the PlayStation called Magical Guitar that had a guitar controller that was originally designed by Topway. And the Topway factory has also been visited by Red Octane in the past, and that Red Octane bought a bunch of their guitars, they're saying, before Magically Guitar Hero came out. So now TAC is saying, we're suing you back since you're suing us. So I know there's a whole big legal battle over Guitar Hero. But what's funny, too, is, like, you know, Konami had a guitar game in the arcade a long time ago. And, you know, how come Konami's not getting in on this action of suing everybody?
Maybe they used a different type of controller or something.
I swear the guitar looked the same.
It actually was the same, pretty much, except for Guitar Hero has 5 fret buttons and a plucker, I'll just say. The Bonami version had, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 4 buttons, the strummer, and no whammy bar.
Yeah. Geez, they're close enough. You know what I mean?
The idea is the same, though. I mean,
yeah, it's the same concept.
It didn't play like it does now. It was totally different. It's a totally different gameplay. So what we see on Guitar Heroes is like that old Sony PS2 game that I made 2 of, the online one.
Amplitude?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amplitude and Frequency.
Yeah,
yes.
Frequency.
And those are made by the same company that Guitar Hero.
So Guitar Hero plays exactly like those, whereas, I don't even know what it was called, but plays more like Beatmania.
And also related news, I don't know if you guys heard this is a little bit ago that came out, but I guess Konami is also bringing out a new guitar game to kind of take, you know, advantage of their guitar freaks background, and they're going to call it Guitar Revolution, and it's going to have a guitar controller also. So
Konami's always been good with those, like, weird controllers, though, with DDR, and they have piano something, Keyboard Mania, and they have Guitar Mania, and they have Drum Mania. They're great with those kind of games. Hopefully they make out
lots
another
of me.
All right, let's move on to the next topic, then. To the next topic, let's go over the poll, I guess. Last week's poll was, should video games be an Olympic event / sport? And we had a bunch of people vote and give their opinions on video games as an Olympic sport. And Frank, you going to cover the totals and give us a few quotes from people?
Sure. We had, should gaming be an Olympic event? 24.14% said yes, and 75.86% said no. Lido said, no, it would be even more boring to watch than the current events and would take up way too much time of my crappy TV programs. And, oh, Skyless said, video games are competitive, yes, but they aren't related to sports in very many ways at all. They may require the hand-eye coordination and the mental thinking of some sports, but a key component of every event in the Olympics is that it requires physical strength and endurance. Does it mean that gaming should have no definite event altogether? Not at all. Currently, we've got a variety of leagues and ladders which are meant for competitive gaming. You've got the WSVG, MLG, so on and so forth, and the competitive ladders, which are Game Battles and NX Gamers. I'm sure I'm missing some of the big ones, but those are the most major ones. With the right skills and drive to play, you can achieve similar status among the gaming community as those who win in the Olympics should receive the given sport. And then, last but not least, we have Fuse. Fuse says, yes, because being number one in the entire world at video games would take just as many hours of training as any other sport.
On to the next topic we got here. The Xbox 360 is going 1080p. Yes, kids, even though Microsoft said you don't need 1080p and 720p and 1080i was good enough, now they announced this week at the Tokyo Game Show that the HD DVD is coming out in Japan on November 22nd, and the price will be $168 US or 19,800 yen. And it's gonna, there's going to be an update to the dashboard of Xbox 360 this fall that's going to allow it to support 1080p. So the HD DVD movies, plain old DVD movies that will be upscaled to 1080p, and games, some will be native 1080p and others will be upscaled. So they're saying that all this stuff will be enabled and able to work. They won't have HDMI support supposedly yet, or maybe never, because unless, I don't know, maybe they can make some special HDMI connection through that proprietary port out the back. I don't know all the details on that, if that could work or not. But right now, I guess you're just going to have to use the component videos to your TV to do the 1080p.
Component will support that 1080p, but the question mark there is whether or not you can have a TV that supports 1080p through component.
I gotcha. Yeah, because there's the whole rights protection and copyright and Macrovision and all this other stuff that's protecting the HD DVDs and the Blu-ray discs from playing movies back at their native 1080p resolution if you don't have an HDMI hookup that supports that security. I've even heard there's computer monitors that people are trying to run, I think, the HD DVD movies on, and the monitor itself, that your Windows operating system will come up and say your monitor doesn't support whatever type of security it is, and you can't play the movie back. And then
so
they're also
saying is, like, every old game you throw in your 360, then it's going to need an update.
If they're going to do upscaling for those. I don't know if that's what they're going to do or not. I mean, maybe it will if they do that. See, the thing is, like, and it's funny, like, I'm looking at the post that Nightblade made about this on the forums, and he got some info from somewhere. And it says also that the on the PS3 side, because PlayStation 3 was the thing they were hyping 1080p, and Xbox said you don't need it. And I even listened to, I think, Major Nelson's podcast that had a guy on from Microsoft that it was explaining high definition and saying, he was saying, like, we don't need to do higher than 720p or 1080i, and 720p is better for video games because that resolution is the faster frame rates and everything. And if you go to 1080p, then that's a higher resolution, so you're gonna have slower frame rates and everything. But the PlayStation 3, they're saying, Sega is saying that Virtual Tennis is on PS3 is gonna have 1080p. We played the Gran Turismo HD, and we already talked about it too. It's gonna have 1080p. Don't know if anybody will buy it.
Who's gonna be able to run these? I mean, I'm not going to have a TV that runs 1080p, are you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, right now.
Well, in the five-year life of the system.
Yeah, you may have it towards the end. You'll have a 1080p TV, but, you know, by then they'll be doing something else.
Yeah. Right. I mean, 1080p TVs are coming down in price and getting more popular now. I mean, last year this time, I think the only company that had 1080p was Sony. Was there anybody else that had a high def that wasn't, that was 1080? There might have been. Oh, you, Westinghouse.
Westinghouse had one.
Yeah, they had one.
I thought, I think Samsung had one too.
Yeah, they had one. Okay.
But there was only like one model of each or something like that. It wasn't a lot of them. But now you can get a lot more. But, and I guess Sony's own Resistance Fall of Man is targeting 1080p, which is kind of funny because when we talked to those guys at E3, they showed us the demo and we talked to a couple of developers there and designers. They said, oh, we're targeting 720p and we don't think we can run a 1080p because we think that the frames will slow down and whatnot. And we were trying to get a consistent feel across offline play and online play. But now they're saying it's going to do 1080p. So, I mean, maybe they figured out how to tap into more power of the PS3, or maybe Sony's putting some pressure on them to make it be 1080p. I don't know.
Is it going to be 1080p when you're online, too, playing, or is it going to be ratcheted down to, like, 720 or just normal?
No idea.
Yeah, can you imagine the lag that's going to be?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, computers right now, I mean, most people run, you know, if they're playing Quake 4 or you know, Call of Duty or anything online on the PC, most of those people are running at like 1280 by 1024 or something like that. So that's probably similar resolution, isn't it? You know, it's actually probably higher. You know, if you're running at 1600 by 1200, that's actually higher than 1080p. So, and hypothetically, the PS3 and the Xbox 360 are supposed to be as powerful or more powerful than a PC. So maybe it's not that big a deal.
Forget about doing anything on your PC if you got it hooked up to the network. You're running your PlayStation 3 and you're playing online. You might as well forget even getting online your regular PC because you'll be hogging all the bandwidth.
All right, let's move on to the next topic. All right, next up, we're going to try something different. I've come up with this idea and give us feedback on the forums or via email or whatever to let us know if you like this segment or not. We're calling Sound Effects Challenge. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to play three different sound effects back to you guys, and you guys can try to identify what they are, and then the guys on the show are going to try to identify what they are. And then after that, then I'll let you guys know what they are, and you can see if you had any clue of what I just played back. So let's play sound effect number one. Okay, have we all heard sound effect number one?
Yes.
You can
yes.
come out of the soundproof booth now.
He had to cover up his boom mic. So
yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that's true. He ran in the other room with it. All right. Well, since Boomer over there, we'll ask Leo. Leo, what game do you think that's from?
Oh man, no idea. I'll just say Super Mario Brothers. No.
All right. What about you over there, Rusty?
Sounds like it's from PSO.
From PSO, from Phantasy Star Online for the Dreamcast. All right.
No, any PSO.
All right, for the Xbox or the GameCube, all of them.
Sounds like you're rejuvenating.
All right, and what about you, Frank?
I think it's the startup thing from the Wii.
The startup thing from the Wii. And the, let's see, all that, and you are all wrong.
Yes.
actually what that sound effect was, it was Choo Choo Rocket for the Dreamcast. Do you remember that? It was the little mice when they were running around the board.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me fire that up.
All right. did anybody, either one of you guys have Choo Choo Rocket?
I did. I remember that.
Do you remember that now? All right. All right, let's go on to sound effect number two.
Make sure you flush the toilet.
All right, have we all listened to sound effect number two?
Yes.
Okay, we all have, and we've all come back out of the soundproof booth, and we are ready to give the answer. We'll go backwards this time. Frank, what do you think that's from?
Oh, my God, I have no flipping clue. Duke
Nukem?
Oh, some Duke Nukem game. I don't know.
All right. What about you, Rusty?
I have no idea what that's from. I don't know.
You want to say PSO?
I know that. Yeah.
Did Larry the Cable Guy make a video game?
No.
I don't know what that's from.
All right. Yeah, actually, Larry the Cable Guy is in a video game. He's in the Cars video game as Mater. So, but he didn't make his own. But anyway, that's not from it. Okay, Leo, what do you think?
I'm not sure. It would be the, what's the name of it? Resident Evil.
Okay.
Man, we really suck.
Yeah, we do.
Do you guys even play video games? Do you
we don't listen to sound effects. We just play the game.
All right, that
I played on mute.
You played on mute. On your black and white TV.
Exactly, with my boom mic.
With your boom mic. That sound effect number two was actually from Beautiful Joe for the GameCube. It probably was also on the PS2. When you hit the start button to pause the game, it would tell you to make sure you flush the toilet.
Shit, I never paused it, though.
Outstanding.
All right, and sound effect number three is coming up next. Everybody enter the soundproof booth. Okay, has everybody played that? Are we all back out of the soundproof booth?
Yep.
All right. Let's see, Rusty, what do you think that's from?
I don't know, it sounds like Sonic Collecting Rings, but I know it's not. It's probably not. It's too easy.
All right.
I'll say that's Sonic Collecting Rings, but it sounds like a telephone ring.
Which game? You got a game on that, I guess?
I don't know. Sonic 3D, how's that?
Okay. All right, and then go ahead, Leo.
I also have to go with Sonic.
All right, you know what?
Yeah, I should go odd man out here. No, I'll stay with Sonic.
All right, and you
play? The first one.
Yeah. Oh, Leo. Okay, the first Sonic games. Good old Sonic the Hedgehog for Genesis. Yep. It's Leo's choice. What about Frank? What about you?
I'm going PS Universe with the hidden, or PSO with the hidden Sonic mission.
Okay.
Yeah, well, okay, and it wasn't really hidden, but...
Oh, man.
We
it just
it.
Wasn't obvious. No.
Yeah.
The sound effects challenge, the game for sound effect number three was Sonic the Fighters from Sonic Gems Collection for GameCube.
I was going to say that, too.
Yeah, right.
But I would take any Sonic game because I can't totally guarantee that that's not been stolen from some other Sonic game. So, actually, Rusty and Leo were right, and Frank was... Frank, I'll give you a C. Alright, so that was the sound effects challenge.
That last one I thought maybe it was from Toe Jam and Earl too. I wasn't sure. So.
Toe Jam and Earl might have been.
Yeah.
Toe Jam.
That's right.
Big Earl. Alright, so that was the sound effects challenge for better or worse. Let us know if you guys hopefully you guys did better than the crew here on the podcast, because I think they got 1 or 0.5 out of 3 right, I think. So let us know if you guys like that segment or not, if you want to keep doing it, whatever. Thought it might be interesting to try that. Okay, next up, Leo is going to take over the show and tell us a little bit about his adventures at Electronic Arts in Vancouver for the EA Community Day for Need for Speed Carbon.
Go, Boomer!
All right. Went into EA Black Box in Vancouver, Canada, and they gave us an overview of the development of the game, and then we had some interviews from the actual art directors and some of the guys that worked in the gaming engine. Then we also actually got to play it a little bit and give some feedback. We got to play a little bit of one of the development versions they had there on the 360.
Oh, 360, okay.
So, yep. All the dev versions that we got to play were 360. They did actually give us a chance to play a very little bit and see the PSP version. Now, for those of you who don't know, Need for Speed Carbon will be coming out on pretty much every platform there is in existence today. So, the DS, the PSP, the Xbox, the PlayStation 2, the GameCube, the Wii, the PlayStation 3, and then the Xbox 360.
All right, who's typing?
Not me.
Not me.
Edit here.
It's Boomer over there, I think.
Is that really?
No, it was me.
Oh, liar. No.
Gotcha.
My bad.
Where was I?
Now we're going to hear the background. We're going to hear this. We're going to hear... Maybe they won't hear me if I just hit one key at a time.
I Are you taking notes on what's it?
My pen ran Frank, out of ink.
Frank is our court recorder, and he's typing this all in for us.
Yeah.
There'll be a transcript.
Transcripts will be handed out at the end of the show.
No, we're selling them, just like 60 minutes. You know, if you would like a written transcript of this, send $5 to Frank.
Exactly. You really do that? That's
true. Yeah.
All right.
This is how we're going to make money off our site. We're going to sell transcripts of the podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, we don't need T-shirts anymore. We've got transcripts.
We'll sign them. We'll sign the transcripts.
Maybe we can put the transcripts on a T-shirt.
Yeah. Signed. Signed transcripts.
And signed
the T-shirt.
Yeah.
On a T-shirt.
There you go.
All right, how do we get off topic on this? Anyways, go. I'm sorry, Leo. Go ahead.
All right. So, the Need for Speed Carbon coming out on all the systems. Let's see, I'm trying to get myself back into where I was. When we were doing the Need for Speed Carbon, they kind of gave us a view of what the storyline would be and picks up where Most Wanted left off, kind of coming out of Rockport and going into this new place. They did definitely try and make this thing not to be like Most Wanted 2. Like, it's just an obvious continuation, but they changed up a lot of their stuff. The interviews that we did, the art directors and a couple of the other guys that were doing with the gaming engine and stuff like that, they were saying that they had to tone back a lot of their ideas because of current gen systems like PlayStation 2 and the Xbox.
So they are developing it for all the systems kind of all at the same time, so they're not doing some like a special version for 360 or PS3 or Wii. They're keeping it all kind of
similar. Yep, it'll be all the same. They'll have a little bit different for the DS, and then the PSP version will be a little different. Actually, the PSP version has it's Need for Speed Carbon, and it's got a subtitle for it. So it'll actually be a lot different. Some of the cool stuff they did with this version, I mean, they added some of the neat exotics and a pretty good car library, things like that. Some of the cool things they did were like the canyon racing, which is actually where the game gets its name, Carbon Canyon, California.
So what do you mean by canyon racing? What?
And canyon racing is actually a pretty popular deal with some of the street racing types. They actually go up into a canyon. You know, you have a guy will be in the front and a guy will be in the back, and they'll start a race off. And the guy that starts off behind, his objective is just to stay as close as he can. And if you stay right on the guy's tail, or if you pass him, then that's considered a win for you. But if he just leaves you in the dust, then, you know, then that's a win for him.
And they're going down through canyons? Is that
what it's
called? Okay.
You're going... Real drastic kind of elevation changes and things like that.
Is that kind of like drift racing where they do it on the mountains of Japan?
Yeah, the what do they call it? The toga racing?
Yeah.
I believe that's called in Japan? Yeah, exactly. That's kind of where it got its start from. Kind of funny. I don't know if you guys have seen the Tokyo Drift, but the end of that movie where they're doing that down the canyon type of thing.
No, I haven't seen that movie yet.
Sort of like that. It's really cool the way they did it. In the game, the way they... Canyon challenges are kind of like the boss challenges, and so you do your canyon race, and you start off behind. You gain points. The closer you are to the guy, the faster you accrue points, and then you get to the bottom, and then you start again, and now you're in the lead. And then, as you go down, and he's behind, the opponent's behind you, he deducts points. And the idea is to finish that second race with more than 0 points, so at least 1 point, and then you win the challenge.
So to speak. I see.
A little bit different feel to the mode, or the different mode for the game.
So now, does it have still like the city streets and stuff like that you're racing through, like in Most Wanted, or is it more out in the country type stuff?
A lot like Most Wanted, being in the cities. They have different types of city places. So they split the car classes up into muscle, tuner cars, and then exotics. Each one of those environments you are in, you actually, if you're in a muscle car part of the city, those tracks and those streets are kind of geared toward muscle cars getting the advantage. And then with the tuner cars, there's a lot tighter courses, so they get the advantage and on their home turf and things like that.
Now, can you race like a muscle car versus a tuner and vice versa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, in career mode, when you start it, you sort of pick what you want to do. If you want to do exotic, muscle, or tuner car, and then the storyline kind of adjusts differently as to which line you take.
Okay.
And then a real cool thing they did this year was they're doing teams. So you get, say you select your muscle car group, and then you you actually get some guys on your gang, on your team. You get like a fabricator and a mechanic and some other things like that. And based on how your team's built, you have certain abilities that you can do. Like if you have a couple mechanics on your team, you get more options for performance upgrades. If you have a couple fabricators, you get more options for body upgrades. If you have,
now, can that change during the game? I mean, can you swap like a mechanic for a body guy?
You always get a chance during the game as you continue on to, you'll be racing against guys and they'll want to join your team as you get better and better. You know, you'll get a mechanic who wants to join your team. Maybe you have your team already full, so maybe you get rid of one of your fabricators to add another mechanic.
So I'm guessing there's customization again in the game with paint jobs and, you know, different lighting and all that type of stuff.
They have a new thing coming out. They trademarked the name. It's called AutoSculpt, which is that was really impressive to see. Got to watch that in action. So you have your parts and things like that that you would put on your car. So say you put a spoiler or bumper or wing on it, whatever your thing is. With the AutoSculpt, you actually take that part and you can expand pieces of it. So say you put a little wing on your car and you like the shape of the wing but you want it to be higher. So you just go in there and you just, you know, expand it up as much as you want.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
So you can stretch stuff and move it around and kind of be pliable, I guess.
It's really cool.
Is there still cops in the game, or did they take those out this time?
Yeah. Yep, they still got cops in the game. And when I was playing in the development version, the cops were a little bit smarter.
Yeah.
And the police play was a little bit more continuous. So if you're racing and you go by a cop during an actual race, they'll engage you during the race. And then when the race ends, whether you win or lose or whatever, it just goes right into the cop's still on you. You got to get away from it.
How about online play? Is there going to be online play? And are you going to be able to have, like, a race car group of some sort?
Nothing we can talk about.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I thought you worked for us. Now you sound like you work for EA.
Yeah. Maybe next week you can talk about that.
I still want EA to be okay with this. So once they lift some things, we can talk about some of the other features of it. Yeah. One of the things they're doing with the cops is...
I hate you, non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, no kidding. I signed this. What? You get my firstborn. One of the things they did with the cops is they have heat areas now rather than just your car being hot.
Really?
If there's a lot of racing going on in a certain area, the cops start to patrol that area more.
That was one of my beefs about Need for Speed Most Wanted. You'd be running around everywhere trying to look for a cop. I mean, it might take you 5 minutes to find a cop, and then you're like, I'm bored. You know, because
if you really dig the cop stuff, you know, you go onto the map, and it'll show you where the hottest zone for cops is.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because, I mean, you're trying to do the mission, and you can't do the mission because you got to find a cop. Like, you got to hit 30 cops. Okay, where are they at? You're driving around for 5 minutes trying to find one, you know, and then when you find a one, you get away from it in, like, 20 seconds. You're like, ah, crap. You've got to start over again. I'm glad there's heat zones like that. That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool the way they do that. And then the team stuff's kind of cool. You can have one of your team members can be a guy that goes to races with you, and they have guys that are blockers, so they'll take somebody out for you. They have guys that'll kind of lead the way and lead you to the secret paths. A couple of others that will just help you get through the races. You bring them into the race mode with you.
Nice.
And then the other new thing they did was they totally redid a drift engine for this game. So it kind of went away after the Underground series left, but this one they brought it back in and they've redone the way they did it. It's pretty cool. You can get some pretty good points. I know I thought I was doing pretty good during the session there, scoring pretty high, and then they had one of the game developers come out and do a demo for us on the big screen. That was, you know, you might as well not even been in the same room with that guy.
Now, Leo, did you hold up the mantra of Dream Station players, you know, and staff sucking at games. So did they have like a challenge or anything where all the guys that were there from the community day from all the different websites, did they play versus each other and have like a race off or anything like that?
No, they didn't actually let us do any multiplayer stuff.
Oh, really?
Like versus each other or anything like that.
Oh.
When the guys brought the PSP version in,
uh-huh.
They had it hooked up to the big screen.
Okay.
And so, and they only had one, so if you were playing PSP, everybody else is sitting there watching you. So that was pretty interesting to watch. PSP version, they don't do some of the stuff. There's less gang members and things like that. They were able to do some different things to actually make the game a little bit more different than just the console, another repeat of the console.
Now, are all the systems supposed to have online play also, pretty much, or that you know of?
I'm not sure if they will or not. Yeah, NDA.
I would guess the 360 has NDA, or has NDA.
Has NDA, online, yeah, I'm sure they do.
Has online and PS4.
I'm sure there's some sort of online element. But when they
even for Game Boy Advance?
Oh. They got that wireless adapter thing.
Yes.
Infrared.
Because that was the version... That was the version I was planning on getting. It was the Game Boy Advance one.
Game Boy Advance.
Yeah. Did you get to play that one? How did that look? Did it compare to PSP or the Wii?
The DS version. We didn't get to play it.
No, not DS. Game Boy Advance.
Oh, the Game Boy Advance. No.
Yeah.
Not at all. So.
What? You're killing me. So you had a good time and everything else was cool while you were there.
Yeah, the EA guys were great. Yeah, you know, we had a good time there. It was great meeting all the guys from the other sites. And we had good times going out to dinner and just talking games and stuff like that.
All right, guys. It's getting kind of late here, and I think we've discussed everything that we were planning on discussing. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the show, and hopefully everybody listens to us next week. I did want to mention one new podcast website called Blueberry.com. It's another podcast directory. We're listed there. Check us out.
Hey, you should just email us.
DreamStation.cc.
Be glad to read them. You know,
and, you know, come comment on the forums. And, oh, I forgot, we need to have the poll topic before we close. So our poll we're going to have is, what do you guys think of Gran Turismo HD having these buy your car that you want features and you have to pay 50 cents a car? Do you guys think that's a good idea, bad idea, or don't care either way because you don't like Gran Turismo? So we'll put that on the forums. Go check that out and reply, and we'll read some more. And check out the website at www.dreamstation.cc. I think you guys probably know that. But see you next week. By the way, I also wanted to state that the music you've been listening to at the beginning and end of dreamstation.cc is by Groove Generator. It's called Start Time, and it's from the PodSafe Music Network.